Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Israel's weekend strike on Iran raises more predictions and questions. Then, how the Protestant Reformation still reverberates in the church today. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, following Israel's targeted strike on Iran's air defense and missile systems over the weekend, U.S. Middle East advisor Amos Hochstein says Iran is essentially naked. The strike sends a message in the escalating conflict. Sassen Pakhtar, a reservist in the Israel Defense Forces and the youth pastor at Beit Halal congregation, says,
"At the beginning, they were saying that Iran probably will not respond. But now, after they realize how big of attack it was actually, Israel was attacking in really specific places that kind of showed them that if it continues that way, we will definitely escalate that."
The war with Iran and its terror proxies is Israel's longest war since the end of the 1949 conflict.
We're not used to have such a long war, so for us, it's a new challenge as well.
In war and conflict, especially when it's drawn out, civilians and military members alike are asking spiritual questions and searching for hope. Please pray for the people of Israel to know the sustaining promises of Jesus Christ and ask God to encourage Israeli Christians.
We really feel the prayers. We know that our brothers and sisters around the world is praying for us. We feel that a lot of miracles is happening. I had many miracles that I felt the prayers of people.
Next, we turn to Haiti, where gang coalitions are making the national crisis even worse, if you can imagine that. On Saturday, a neighborhood of Port-au-Prince called Salino fell under gang control. We connected with Obed, who serves with Everyman a Warrior, a ministry of Transworld Radio.
They say that they will take this city, and they do that, and the authorities are not able to stop that.
Gangs are spreading. Arkei, Luster, and Laogan are other communities gangs have attacked this month or declared they will soon capture. Obed says the Kenyan troops sent to Haiti have been even less effective than the police. Meanwhile, according to UNICEF, an estimated 30 to 50% of Haiti's kids are involved with gangs.
They give them food and they engage them because most of them have no parent that died, that was shot to the gang violence. I believe that when they want to attack a city, they send those children without gun to take control and to give information.
Obed is caring for children in northern Haiti as the hands and feet of Christ. Join him in praying for Haiti's kids and asking God to use these tragedies to strengthen the Haitian church's faith and glorify his name in the world.
May God use this situation to show his power.
And finally, today is Reformation Day. This year marks the 507th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation's beginning. One of the fruits of the movement was that the Bible became more accessible to ordinary Christians, not just the clergy. Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada sees how this continues to impact the world today.
Whenever Christians go in mission, they not only start churches, but they start schools, and they start hospitals, and they start universities. Because with the Word of God comes enlightenment and truth, and the opportunity for that to transform people's lives and their societies and their culture.
The church has different cultural and theological challenges across the globe. But like these men and women 500 years ago, God calls us to hold to his truth fiercely and to follow where his Spirit is leading us faithfully.
Our churches and our pastors and our leaders need to have that spirit of reformation. Whenever we're looking at the church, we have to ask the question, are we attached to a monument or are we living in a movement? And so the church is never meant to be static.
Wesley points to John 17. He calls for prayer for unity and for deeper love for one another in all of the global church's denominations, expressions, and facets. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.